Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 So, today we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 10, Departure of Lord Krishna for Dwarka, verses 33, 34, and 35. I understand that 34 is on your sheets, correct?
Yes.
Let me read 33 first. Ata duragatan shori koravan virahaturan sani vartya dridham snigdhan prayat swa nagarim priyai. Out of profound affection for Lord Krishna, the Pandavas, who were of the Kuru dynasty, accompanied him a considerable distance to see him off. They were overwhelmed with the thought of future separation. The Lord, however, persuaded them to return home, and he proceeded towards Dwarka with his dear companions. Text 34. Kuru,
Kuru,
Jangala,
Jangala,
Panchala,
Panchala,
Shurasena,
Shurasena,
Sayamunan,
Sayamunan,
Brahmavarta,
Brahmavarta,
Kurukshetra,
Kurukshetra,
Matsyan,
Matsyan,
Saraswatan,
Saraswatan,
Atha,
Atha,
Kuru Jangala Panchalam,
Kuru Jangala Panchalam,
Shurasenan Sayamunan,
Shurasenan Sayamunan,
Brahmavartam Kurukshetram,
Brahmavartam Kurukshetram,
Matsyan Saraswatanata,
Matsyan Saraswatanata,
Kuru Jangala Panchalam,
Kuru Jangala Panchalam,
Shurasenan Sayamunan,
Shurasenan Sayamunan,
Brahmavartam Kurukshetram,
Brahmavartam Kurukshetram,
Matsyan Saraswatanata,
Matsyan Saraswatanata,
Kuru Jangala Panchalam,
Kuru Jangala Panchalam,
Shurasenan Sayamunan,
Shurasenan Sayamunan,
Brahmavartam Kurukshetram,
Brahmavartam Kurukshetram,
Matsyan Saraswatanata,
Matsyan Saraswatanata,
Kuru Jangala,
Kuru Jangala,
the province of Delhi,
the province of Delhi,
Panchala,
Panchala,
part of the province Punjab,
part of the province Punjab,
Shurasena,
Shurasena,
part of the province of Uttar Pradesh,
part of the province of Uttar Pradesh,
Sa,
Sa,
with,
with,
Yamuna,
Yamuna,
the districts on the bank of the Yamuna,
the districts on the bank of the Yamuna,
Brahmavarta,
Brahmavarta,
part of northern Uttar Pradesh,
part of northern Uttar Pradesh,
Kurukshetra,
Kurukshetra,
the place where the battle was fought,
the place where the battle was fought,
Matsyan,
Matsyan,
the province Matsya, Saraswata,
Saraswata,
part of Punjab,
part of Punjab,
Atha,
Atha,
and so on,
and so on.
Okay, so now this verse 35 is here also. So let me just read that. Marudanvan atikramya, solvira birayo paran, anartan bhargavo pagach, trantavaho managvipu. Okay, and the translation of these two verses together. O Shonaka, the Lord then proceeded towards Kuru Jangala, Panchala, Shulasena, the land on the bank of the river Yamuna, Brahmavarta, Kurukshetra, Matsya, Saraswata, the province of the desert, and the land of scanty water. After crossing these provinces, he gradually reached the Sovira and Abhira provinces. Then, west of these, reached Dwarka at last. purport by Srila Prabhupada. The provinces passed over by the Lord in those days were differently named, but the direction given is sufficient to indicate that he traveled through Delhi, Punjab, Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Saurashtra, and Gujarat, and at last reached his home province at Dwarka. We do not gain any profit simply by researching the analogous provinces of those days up to now, but it appears that the desert of Rajasthan and the provinces of scanty water like Madhya Pradesh were present even 5,000 years ago. The theory of soil experts that the desert developed in recent years is not supported by the statements of Bhagavatam. We may leave the matter for expert geologists to research because the changing universe has different phases of geological development. We are satisfied that the Lord has now reached his own province, Dwarka Dham, from the Kuru provinces. Kurukshetra continues to exist since the Vedic age, and it is sheer foolishness when interpreters ignore or deny the existence of Kurukshetra. Okay, let's read the verses again. I'll read 33 again. Atadura gatan shori kauravan virahaturan sanivartya dridham snigdhan prayat swanagarim priyai. Out of profound affection for Lord Krishna, the Pandavas, who were of the Kuru dynasty, accompanied him a considerable distance to see him off. They were overwhelmed with the thought of future separation. The Lord, however, persuaded them to return home, and he proceeded towards Dwarka with his dear companions. Kuru Jangala Panchalan, Shurasenan Sayamunan, Brahmavartam Kurukshetram, Matsyan Saraswatanata, Marudanvan Atikramya, Sovira Birayo Paran, Anartan Bhargavopagach, Trantavaho Menagvibhu. O Shonaka, the Lord then proceeded towards Kuru Jangala, Panchala, Shurasena, the land on the bank of the river Yamuna, Brahmavarta, Kurukshetra, Matsya, Saraswata, the province of the desert and the land of scanty water. After crossing these provinces, he gradually reached the Sovira and Abhira provinces, then, west of these, reached Dwarka at last. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharne Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Vastrachyade Shatarne Sri Krishna Chaitanya Pramanichananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasvi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Lunchkap, Charibius, Chagripa, Sindhu, Bhavacha, Padidanam, Bhavane, Bhyo, Vaishnava, Bhyo, Namo, Namaha. So the Lord is leaving Hastinapur, and Hastinapur means Old Delhi, basically. North Central India, and making his way to Dwarka, which is his abode, at least at this particular point in time, in terms of the development of his pastimes. So it's very amazing that out of profound affection for Lord Krishna, the Pandavas accompanied him a considerable distance. Duragatan, the verse says. Dur means long way. And gata is the verb to go. So they went a long way. It doesn't exactly say how long, but they went some distance because they're feeling so much separation from Krishna. It is considered good. Well, it is considered bad, shall we say, manners, that when a person leaves your house, that you go inside and close the door before they are away. You know, if they can still see, you know, the front of your house, and you have gone inside and closed the door already, is considered bad manners, like you are feeling like, let's just get rid of them. Good riddance. So, but rather it is considered good manners, or you could say that people would want to see, you know, to see their, those who are dear to them until they, as long as they can at least till they've driven out of sight, something like that. But here, this is another level of affection and of feeling the separation that Krishna left, and they left with him. And they went whatever, a considerable distance, whatever that may mean, but considerable dura, gatan, means, literally, it means they went a long way. Yes, they went a long way. In the colloquial Hindi, which is Sanskrit-based, at least that this part, if you want to tell someone that somewhere is a long way away, long way, say, Bahut Dur Hai, very long way. Yeah, it's a long way. So they went some long way because they're so attached to Lord Krishna. And we read in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Lord Chaitanya left for Vrindavan, then Gadadhar Pandit came, and the Lord had to, when they crossed over some river, maybe into another province, but really some distance, then Lord Chaitanya had to tell him, now you go back now. Because if you don't, if you continue with me, you'll be breaking your vow of Kshetra Sannyas, of taking sannyas in the context of staying in the Kshetra of Puri. But that was the mood of Gadadhar. He couldn't bear the separation of Lord Chaitanya, and he would have just continued on. And indeed, he said, to hell with my Kshetra Sannyas. Who cares? What is more important is your association, my Lord. But still, Lord Chaitanya sent him back. And he was brokenhearted when, Gadadhar was brokenhearted when Lord Chaitanya sent him back. we read descriptions in Bhakti Ratnakara that Sanatana Goswami, particularly all the six Goswamis, but particularly Sanatana Goswami, would walk around Vrajmandala in sometimes what was like just a perpetual parikrama, just wandering from one village to the next and then to the next. They say, I read recently, there's something like 600 villages in Vrajmandala. Yeah. So Sanatana Goswami, sometimes for some periods of time, would just wander around here and there. And also the other Goswamis would also, to some degree, but mainly Sanatana Goswami. And when he would arrive in a village, oh, the whole village would stop. Everything, whatever they were doing, they would just stop and come out. First of all, come out and greet him and meet him, and then bring him in, and then serve him hand and foot many times over. And then in the evening, they would have a program with him, and there would be kirtan, kata, and so on and so forth. And sometimes it would go the whole night, and they wouldn't be looking at their watches, you know. It's 9 o'clock. You know, I want to take rest. The maha is due out shortly. No, they'd stay the whole night. We were having a kirtan night, no, Prabhupada night, in Mauritius, Phoenix, Mauritius. And we finished about 10 o'clock. And one of the devotees, Navayogendra Swami, when we said, okay, that's it, everyone started standing up. He got a little shocked and he said, wait, what's happening? I thought we were having a kirtan night. This was just a kirtan evening. I mean, a Prabhupada night. This was just a Prabhupada evening. I thought we were going to have the whole night. So these great devotees, well, it's a question of taste, really. Yeah, there may be other considerations too. Like, may have some important duties possibly, but particularly it's a question of taste that they would stay up the whole night sometimes, or often, with Sanatana Goswami. Then the next morning it would be darshan's time. He would meet sometimes with every single person in the village, and he would remember them, what their names were, what they did, if they were farmers or some sort of business or some whatever they were doing, and he would remember what was the state of affairs in their lives from the previous time. And you know, you were trying to grow some new crop previously, how was it, did it work out? Like this, he would really. And then in the afternoon he would set off to the next village, and sometimes they wouldn't let him go, because according to the etiquette, if you want to go, you have to ask permission and be given permission. You don't just announce, we're going. You have to ask permission. And it's not just a matter of where it's just assumed that the hosts or the people who you're going to leave, it's not just assumed that they're going to say, oh yes. They would actually think about it. You want to go? Well, just hang on, let me check with the others. And sometimes they would not let them go, and they'd have another program the next night. and not just, you know, a Sanatan Goswami evening, Sanatan Goswami night. And then he would ask permission again, they might let him go. But then oftentimes the whole village would go with him. And sometimes they go some distance and then say goodbye. And sometimes they just go to the next village. And then it would be a Maha program that night in the next village. These are all, you know, different factors and aspects in Vedic culture and Krishna conscious culture. So then, anyway, the Lord eventually reached a certain point, some particular point, and then they returned, because after all, this is just more or less immediately or very shortly after the Battle of Kurukshetra. So the Pandavas, particularly Yudhisthira, has been installed as the king of the whole world. That's a big job. So he, even though the association of Krishna is, of course, is just so attractive and addictive, and, you know, such a great devotee just would struggle to break away from being with Krishna personally. But he also knew very clearly that ruling is my service to Krishna. And Krishna is there with me. If I rule nicely as a service to him, so I will not really be separate from him if I go back and do my duty properly. But if, in the name of just being in his physical association, if I neglect my duty to him, what a duty, managing the entire planet, then, you know, what does it say of my real appreciation of the Lord and attachment to the Lord and my attitude towards the Lord? Main thing is service. So therefore they went back and carried on in separation, but internally in the presence of the Lord, in the company of the Lord. And he would visit from time to time. Anyway, physically. So these are different aspects of Vedic or Krishna conscious relationships and interactions like that. Prabhupada, we may have mentioned before, there was one devotee still there in Bombay, Haridas. He's still there. And he used to follow Prabhupada around India. And Prabhupada would go from somewhere to somewhere, from Bombay to Delhi, and then suddenly Haridas would be there. Then Prabhupada would go down to Vrindavan, and Haridas would be there. And Prabhupada would take the train across to Calcutta, and Haridas would be there. And after a while, Srila Prabhupada said to Haridas, he said, "Oh, you are here again. Have you got nothing better to do?" Hare Krishna. Yes. And then Prabhupada bought him an around the world air ticket. Said, "You know, you like traveling around, you go and see our movement." And one day he arrived in London and told us his story. Anyway. So yes, service. The personal association is very nice, of course, and very important, be it with the Lord himself or special devotees. The personal association is very nice and very important too. But ultimately, in the long run, what is the foundation of it all, what is the foundation of the relationship, is the service. And not just being some sort of spectator or hanger on, you know, that sort of, you might say, transcendental groupie, that sort of thing. And ultimately, it shows a lack of real appreciation of the person's association and of what they are. If one is simply attached to their direct personal association and is not at least as attached or maybe more attached to rendering service. Yes. So one devotee we read actually, I think in Phoenix last night, Srila Prabhupada wrote to one devotee. The devotee had asked Prabhupada apparently, how can we be with you, or can you be in our hearts? Means, you know, wherever we go, you'll be with us because you're in my heart. And Prabhupada said, yes, I can be in your heart if you'll let me in. That means we have to really remember Srila Prabhupada, remember Krishna, really remember them, meditate on them, their qualities, their activities, their instructions, and serve the instructions and serve them in a very sincere and heartfelt way. So Krishna then went on after they had returned to Hastinapur to continue with their services. And it's described here how the Lord then went on, took some route, which ended up with him arriving in Dwarka, right on the coast, northwestern coast of current day India, which was his home base at that time. His home base was Dwarka. And the whole list is given of Kuru Jangala Panchalam Shurasenam Sayamunam Brahmavartam Kurukshetram Matsyan Saraswatan, etc., etc., and some others too. In the meantime, as Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport, at least in some cases, maybe not all, but definitely in some of these cases of these areas mentioned, some of them, their names have changed. This, as time goes on, these things happen. Is West Street still West Street?
No.
Not. It's something Street. Okay. So anyway, such is life. Such is life. You know, different people get into control and they have different values and so they change the names. Sometimes it's still South Africa though, isn't it? Well, we'll see. See what happens. And Srila Prabhupada makes the point here that it's not really worth bothering, you know, doing some in-depth research to figure out exactly what area corresponds with, I mean, what name corresponds with the current day name. It's not really worth the trouble. Because some people at least, they do get into things like that very much. Even, you know, we see in our Gaudiya Vaishnava history that in our Sampradaya, their great devotees, very, very, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur, and so on and so forth. And there are many of them. But you cannot find like what you would call like a real portrait in the artistic sense of a real portrait. If we took Madhu Mangal Prabhu and sat him down and got some extra expert painter to do a real portrait. Some people, some of these artists are so expert that they can do paintings which are, you know, you could say of a photographic quality. Oh yeah, very much so. They can do that. Takes some time, not that long, but a little bit of time. And there, you know, sure, it's as good as a photo. So, but you don't really find these paintings. You don't really find. You see some painting of Narottam Das Thakur and another painting of someone else, and they may look basically the same because, for whatever reason, they just didn't get into it. Even in many cases, they didn't bother with really noting the exact birth date or even the exact birth year of some of these devotees, although they're extremely important devotees. So, you know, this sort of almost like fixation that some people have with researching and going deeper into this and that and just minutely examining some subject, at least going back some time, it appears that the focus was on the teachings. The focus was on the teachings and maybe their influence, how they spread Krishna consciousness here and there, maybe certain pastimes, not even that many, in many cases. But all this, what they call, what is it? Minutiae. Going into minute detail on certain subjects or trying through research, etc. It seems it was just not the program, and it really wasn't taken seriously. And even Lord Chaitanya himself, of course, there are many paintings, but not many which are really like real portraits in that sense. But of course, there's record in terms of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Mangala, and you know, and others. There are these extensive literatures recording the teachings and so on. But nowadays, this is what goes on, and Prabhupada's saying that we do not gain any profit simply by researching the analogous provinces of those days up to now. You know, there's this one person, I forget his name, and he's really into researching and trying to establish how the Vedic culture was all over the planet. And what's his name? He's a material. He's a material scholar. What's his name anyway? He's there. I think he's still there. I'm not sure. But one thing he does is takes current names and tries to sort of argue and somehow or other see and establish how, for example, the name Thames, the river that runs through London, Thames And London, England in general, is famous for being rather miserable and grey and inclement and all that sort of thing. So his theory is that Thames comes from Tamas. Because it's, well, let's face it, it's like that a lot of the time. But whether that's really, you know, the case, or whether it's just, you know, he has this mission. It's a sort of a nice mission, you could say, I mean, relatively speaking, to try to establish that Vedic culture was global, because it was. But as a means of establishing it, and is it really worth it, even if you do establish it? Because the materialistic people, believe me, the Londoners, they're going to continue to be Londoners, no matter where, you know, the names come from. They're not going to just sort of uproot themselves culturally. So, main thing, Prabhupada's saying here, the theory of the soil experts, how some desert area may have developed, like in this case Rajasthan is what? It's not exactly central India, but it's kind of west central and a little northern, and do some soil testing, go down and find that, you know, perhaps there's some evidence that it was green previously. Yes, doesn't really mean that the Rajasthanis are going to change their way of life. We were in Rajasthan some few years ago, and we were driving to Karoli, and we stopped in there's one particular village on, or like a town on the way, I forget the name. So we stopped for a little while, got out of the car, look around, and a crowd of, you know, these real Rajasthani village men with their turbans and everything, they gathered around looking at us. And one of them walked up to me and said, in broken English, he asked, where are you from? Dakshin Africa. Oh, Dakshin Africa. Oh, means South Africa. Oh, really? Do you know Nelson Mandela? And I had met Nelson Mandela, actually, because he had come to the temple here. And so I said, yeah, actually, I met Nelson Mandela. And, whoa, really? You know, Nelson Mandela? Whew, big time. So Prabhupada says, we may leave the matter for expert geologists to research, but we are satisfied. We are satisfied. The Lord passed through somewhere, and we are satisfied he reached Dwarka. And that's the main thing. You know, there are further descriptions, like in Nectar of Devotion, there's the description of how the Lord passed through the Kuru Jungala area. Maybe at this time he you know, wasn't the only time he moved between Hastinapur and Dwarka, but the Nectar of Devotion describes very clearly how, I think it's in the description of the symptoms of Bhava in maybe the 17th, 18th chapter, maybe 19th, something like that. And how the residents of Kuru Jungala, when Krishna passed through, they had some contact with him. Perhaps they just saw him. They just saw him pass through. But they had some, you know, very sort of secondary type of contact with the Lord. Not that he stopped and stayed there and really sort of interacted with them, extensively. He just passed through. But through that, whatever contact, perhaps it was just seeing, you could check exactly what it was in Nectar of Devotion. But through that very small contact, they all immediately came to the level of Bhava. Through that sort of minor contact with Lord Krishna. Yes. So that's nice. That's interesting for the devotees. But just, you know, how to travel from here to there in sort of those transitory terms is not so important. So we are happy that Krishna got back to Dwarka, and he was happy when he got back, and everything went on very nicely, and different pastimes occurred in which the Lord interacted with different devotees in wonderful ways and displayed different qualities in different situations. That's important for the devotees. But otherwise, the geographical, geological, etc., minutiae, it's okay. Leave it to the minutiaeists. Hare Krishna.
Hare.
Any comment or question? Mare Mangal Prabhu?
Please,
anybody else want to ask something? Please.
About the research of the geographical places, isn't it true to say that in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada, in his purpose, he puts many directions how to get to certain temples, and he says, pass this police station, or pass this railroad
station. There are some cases, yeah.
So, would it be right to say that you can do research into that?
Well, that's to visit some temple, see some deity, some specific place. This is going back 5,000 years. Yeah. It's different. They, you know, it's a particular train station. These stations still exist. And you can go there and see the temple of a certain devotee.
Have you yourself ever sort of, wouldn't say tested Prabhupada's directions, but you've ever said to yourself, I want to see now the direction that Prabhupada gave me, so I want to follow that and see, like, have you ever tested that yourself?
Not exactly.
Because I've always been curious, would you really get there? Well, of course you will get there. I mean,
leave it up to you. Report back.
That things might have changed.
Things might have changed.
That's what I'm saying. So some devotees might read it,
yes,
and then they might say, oh, yes, now it's not there anymore.
You know, actually these things don't change that much, but anyway, it's possible. I mean, sooner or later it'll happen. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Jai.